It's Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. The intersection of East 165th Street and Rogers Place in the South Bronx now bears the name Cornell Black Benji Benjamin Way. It honors a gang leader whose death sparked a truce among local gangs and is also credited with paving the way for the birth of hip-hop. WNYC's Arya Sundaram reports.
The birthplace of hip-hop, as the story is often told, was a back-to-school party in a South Bronx apartment building. It was 50 years ago this August. From there, it spread from other block and house parties across the borough. But with gang violence, those parties wouldn't be possible without what's known as the Hoe Avenue Peace Treaty. That's according to Fordham History and African American Studies professor Mark Nason.
No police, no social workers, no teachers. And you have a party with 1,000 people from 9 p.m. to 3 in the morning where kids come from all over the Bronx and nobody gets shot in 1975. Could that have happened without the gang truce? I don't think so.
And the truce wouldn't be possible without Black Benji. He was a member of the Ghetto Brothers gang with a unique role. Another former gang member, who goes by the nickname Topaz, said he remembers the day Benji became a peace counselor in charge of breaking up gang fights nearby and keeping kids in school.
That was like a real beam of light, kind of like a ray of hope in the darkness.
He was beaten to death in 1971 at the age of 25 while trying to break up a fight.
To me, it was the worst day in South Bronx history when he got killed.
Officials and gang members alike expected a wave of violence, but his mother called for peace. And the Ghetto Brothers hosted a meeting with 20-some local gangs at a local boys' club on Hoe Avenue. They ended up agreeing on the historic Hoe Avenue Peace Treaty that allowed gang members to move more freely across turf lines. And last week, at the intersection where Black Benji died, dozens of students, former gang members, and his nieces and nephews gathered in his honor to rename the street after him. It was a local school social worker named Bonnie Massey and a group of eighth graders who spearheaded the renaming effort. Massey said too often the Bronx and its people are unfairly misjudged.
You don't hear this other part of the story, which is that it was young Blacks and Puerto Ricans, other Latinos in the Bronx that made change in the Bronx, that came together. They're the ones that did that.
And she says people in the Bronx have a right to that legacy. Arya Sundaram, WNYC News.
Standing on the block next to the grocery. Why we here is for the Black Benji. I do this for the HIP to the HOP. Something that started back in 1973. Do the math. What that really mean, you see? It's the 50th anniversary of the anniversary. So that's hip-hop. So put your hands up. Give them high, put them high, put your hands up. Now what I'm repping right now, cause you got to see, sending a whole lot of love to the BXC. So let's go. We representing how we get it. Y'all having a good time, man?